Okay, it is again Thursday night. It is 8:05. It is October 25th, and this is the Natural Healing Call. Harold had a problem again this week, so we're sliding him back to next week. And we have Cheryl Kirby, who graciously agreed to come in and teach us this evening. So Cheryl, it's all yours. Take as long as you want.
Okay, well, I'm working with a headset, and I hope, can you hear me okay? Am I too loud?
Yes.
Am I good?
Perfect.
Yes, you're just fine.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, new technology, you never know, you know? So, geez, it's great to be back, you guys. It's great to be here, back with you guys. I hope you've all been well and everything's going just fine since the last time I've been with you all. And, well, as some, you know, as I'm going to prepare a nice platform regarding stuff that I that I'm identifying that is really our worst enemy regarding our health, right? For us and our kids and our family. So, as I had mentioned before, and I'll always hit it home because I believe that in these days we really kind of need to keep it simple and intelligent, be smart to be smart. So we got to be smart to be smart. That may be a good title for this show. We got to be smart to be smart. So we do. You know what I mean? Because I know a lot of really intelligent people. They're way off the charts in their intelligence and their genius. But for some reason, they just do not and cannot, are not capable of receiving certain things that would benefit them. And that's a crying shame. So I think while a lot of us are suffering with different ailments now, we're finding out what these ailments, where they're coming from. You know, what is the instigator and what is the virus or the particulate or the food item or, you know, the stuff that's dropping on the chemtrails, what in the water, you know, where are these things? And I mentioned before, we, you know, once you, you know, to make it to the other side, they said, joking around, some of us won't make it to the other side. And I think what that means is people who just aren't identifying the weaponizations of different systems and things. It'll behoove anybody to identify the truth in these different systems and to identify and how certain things have been weaponized. And when you learn these things, then you can adjust your pattern accordingly and live and learn to live and avoid certain things. So I find that more and more valuable as we go forward, as certain things become uncovered to me, not almost on a weekly basis. It used to be daily, but now it seems like once a week there's some new thing I'm identifying, and it's so paramount and egregious against our health that, and I'm going to bring them up tonight, some stuff that that has been put on my plate to show me the air, just in the air alone, just like when we go outside to go sit on the deck, and we know the chemtrails. A lot of us understand exactly what the compounds, and there are many of them that are in these chemtrails. So, I will say this Morgellons thing, the nanofibers. They got these nanofibers inside these chemtrails, and what these nanofibers do is they attach and adhere to our skin, and then they bore into our skin. So the nanofibers are not only being put in our food, and I'm going to give everyone information. You go to the website and see the foods that have been identified to be heavy laden with nanofibers, including organic products. So this nanofiber stuff was new to me. I knew about it. I knew about the Morgellons. I knew it was it was in the chemtrail stuff they were spraying, and it was a disease that some people would get, and some people would kind of skate out free from it. They wouldn't come down with the Morgellons disease. But these fibers are around all of us, and again, some people's constitution doesn't receive it in. Those nanofibers are not able to multiply in your body, and they just don't have an environment they can take hold in. And I don't know what's the difference between what people come down with that disease and what people do and don't. But I kid you not. Now, it's funny how things come into my path, and it's almost like it's being delivered to me gently here, this one, that one, so I can put it into the total program of perfect natural health and healing and staying healthy when we're under such egregious attack. So I'm on my deck 3 weeks ago. I live in Northern California. I'm on my kitchen deck, and all of a sudden the wind kicked up. And the wind kicked up, and I could see all these particles in the wind. And all of a sudden I look over at my sliding glass door, and it looked like someone had layered it with white sand. And I'm like, what is this? And all of a sudden, my kitchen sliding glass door was completely full of these white particles. So I looked at the glass, and I could see things moving on it. I'm like, what is this? And I got up close to it, and I went and got my camera, and I videotaped these things. And there was about seven of them. This is about a 15-minute video. I'm standing there playing with these little, these nanofibers. They actually resemble worms. And once I recorded them and I kind of played with them, put my finger, they're very sensitive to human skin. They like heat. They want to attach onto things. They're looking to attach onto humans and animals is what they're looking to do. So when you put your finger up to them, they get real excited. They're like little worms, little tiny clear snakes. This is what they look like. So I recorded, there was seven or eight of them on my sliding glass door. Again, I knew what they were, but it was something I had learned about a couple years ago. So I went and looked at a couple of videos on the Morgellons, and these things are serious. So what I'm saying is just 3 weeks ago, my town of paradise was heavily sprayed with Morgellons, these things, these nanofibers that are like worms. You know, they're like, when you look at them, they actually have like a nervous system, and they actually, like, they have a heartbeat throughout the whole body. You know, you can see them moving throughout the worm of their body. Anyway, I have it on video footage, and I'm going to make a video regarding it and showing people this stuff, and the nanofibers is really important, and I think we need to address this stuff, because one of the biggest weapons is these freezing nanofibers and these Morgellon disease, along with the 5G technology. So I would say that what I did was I learned real quickly how we could get rid of some of these nanofibers off of our body. Because what I want to do is identify how we can get these things off of ourselves, from the external part of our skin and down to a few layers of our skin, as well as internally, deeply. And I'm going to have that thing well mapped out. You can bet I will. But here's what I want to tell you. These nanofibers are on us all. And what they do is they bore into our skin. So if we want to get them out, here's what we do. You need a latex glove, a thin one that's thin, you know, like the doctor would use, not a big thick one, a thin one that you can just put on latex glove. And you need rubbing alcohol. So you put some rubbing alcohol on a cloth. And then you can go ahead and take your leg. I was watching this woman, she did her legs. So what she did was she took rubbing alcohol, put it on the cloth, got her leg wet with rubbing alcohol, and then put the latex glove on, and then she proceeded to rub the latex glove hand back and forth on her leg, and she would work it. And then she'd take the latex glove and put it over on a, like a white piece of cloth. And she would shake off these little nanofibers, which are dark. And what happens is when you put the rubbing alcohol on your skin, it irritates them and it forces them to come up to the skin, to the top. And when they come up to the top is when you want to get that latex glove on, and then just rubbing your hand back and forth, and it makes those nanofibers adhere to the latex glove. These things are in the first and second layers of our skin. So this is what we want to do maybe, which I'm going to do a treatment for my whole body because this is what I want to do. I don't want these fibers under my skin, and I know they're there. So I would say that that was a good one. What was the other one? Now, a lot of us are feeling, a lot of people are feeling a lot of aches and pains. You know, they've got a lot of body aches. So this other healing, natural healing little trick was really cool. And I used it for myself because of the other secondary healing property that it cures. But what he did was he took sea salt. It's like rock salt, sea salt. And you put it in a pan and you get it hot. So you get the sea salt hot. You put it in the pan, shake it around, shake the pan around. So you know the sea salt, rock salt, sea salt, any kind of sea salt. You get it hot in the pan. And then once it's hot, you go ahead and lay it out on a white cotton cloth. And it's hot now, so you roll up that cloth like a hot dog, you know, something like in that shape. And you roll it up, and then you put white vinegar. You pat it down, because it's like the shape of a big fat hot dog, let's say, right? You pat it down. And then you put white vinegar. Put white vinegar so that it goes down enough to the sea salt. And then you can go ahead, and it's hot, it's warm. You can put that on any of your aches and pains for your shoulders, your meniscus rips, your anything that you've got, you know, back pain. It also works for athlete's feet and fungus. So if you have fungus on your feet, this is what you want. You don't want to go to the pharmacy or like, you know, those places where you go, drugstores, that's what they're called. See, I don't go to them. I don't even know what they're called. You want to go to a drug, you don't want to go to a drugstore. You want to do natural healing stuff like this. So because I used to go to clubs and swim, I got athlete's foot on my baby toe and my second toe in, but I didn't know what to get rid of it. So I've been using that, the salt, the sea salt, because you have to use sea salt, along with getting it hot, you know, in the pan, putting the cloth, and then folding it, and then putting the vinegar, white vinegar on it. And it works. So I only did one treatment, but it, how beautiful it is that I'll be able to get rid of this with something natural like that. So regarding, you know, we can take as many products as we want to be naturally healthy. But if we don't mitigate a bit, some of this stuff that we're breathing in every day, you know, because it's coming in our houses when we have the windows open and the doors open, the stuff's coming in through the screens, right? So I decided until I can figure out something better to do, which I'm sure there's a material I can buy that I'll be able to adhere to my screens. For right now, what I'm using is the pads, those filter pads that you put in your air duct, you know, for your heating system. I'm using the filter pads. So when I open my sliding glass door window, I'll put two or three pads, and I have them so they fit so that they do fit the screen. I'll put those pads in so I can still have some air coming in, but what's not coming in is those nanoparticles or the smart dust. The smart dust and the nanoparticles, we're breathing it in. It's born into our skin. We have to mitigate some of that. I think it would be really good for us to be healthy going forward. We should address this along with stuff like taking your bee products, you know, the honey, the bee pollen, the royal bee jelly, and staying away from stuff in the pharmacies as much as you possibly can. We need to search for these natural healing products that that always worked before, and they can still work today. I do want to say, so we're going to, now that was enough right now for the Morgellons and nanofiber, but I'm going to tell you this. I've been doing a lot of research and study with Dr. Rima. Her name is Dr. Rima LeBeau, and you spell her name, you know, Rima, R-I-M-A. Her last name is spelled L-A-I-B-O-W. She was a natural healing doctor and had a very successful practice. And because of the country being so nutty, she went to, I think she went to Costa Rica or somewhere. She's living somewhere up in the mountains in some country. And she's just, boy, she's just letting it all hang out and educating everybody about, you know, everything that we really need to know to be healthy. So the next time if I come and talk again, I'm going to bring some really powerful stuff from Dr. Rima, that simple things we can take from our home that we can take to mitigate and get rid of some of these toxic chemicals and fibers that, you know, that we're constantly digesting. So for right now, I'll say, boy, if any of you want to go look at YouTube, Dr. Rima LeBeau, I would really, really strongly go there. Go to her Natural Solutions Foundation, her website. She has a Natural Solutions Foundation. So that's regarding the nanofibers and the Morgellons and stuff. And so I would recommend, again, that you should look at your house, just look in your home and say, which windows and doors do I leave open a lot? And you'll know which doors and windows that are usually open during the day. And I would strongly suggest to put up, hey, for right now, you could run down to the hardware store, get some of those filter pads. You open the window, put the filter pads in, those, you know, the nanofibers, and even the Morgellons, anything, a smart dust will not be able to come in. And I would also suggest, and I'm not happy about it, but what I'm doing is I'm going through and vacuuming my house like crazy. I have to, because I know that I want it really, really clean. And then from that point on, I will always have filter pads in. Nothing's coming in like that. So first, you know, you're going to clean the sore, right? Clean out the sore. So clean the house real good. Vacuum everything. Wash your pillows. Wash your blankets. Wash everything. And then, because if you're serious about keeping these fibers out of your house, and the smart dust and all this metal, aluminum, barium, all this stuff, we're going to have to do a little bit of work. And, you know, I'm going to have to do the work as any of us would have to. So I'm going to go start at the top floor, room by room by room by room, and vacuum like I never vacuumed before. And then keep the pads up when I open the door or window. But there must be some sort of a cloth, and I'll find it. I know there's some sort of a cloth that will have a carbon base to it, because I want the air being cleaned as it's coming in. So I'm going to find the carbon cloth. It'll be a carbon cloth that we can attach to. Open the sliding door. You can either attach the cloth from the outside of the screen, or you can attach the cloth from the inside of your screen. It'll be thin, but it's got to have some carbon base in it to purify the air coming in. But again, if you know, you've got to have a healthy environment when we're in our homes, you know. That's where we do have control, again. So I say we should take control so we're not consuming and digesting all the stuff that they want us to. So I'm going to go back now. That's enough for nanofibers, but I want to talk quickly about this 5G Wi-Fi. And I'm going to keep hitting this home because, you know, of course, I'm going to identify the 10 worst, most human killers, and I'm going to say 5G's at the top. The 5G will be at the top until they get rid of it in our country. And we go back to hardwiring. So this 5G Wi-Fi, the 5G Wi-Fi, how brilliant. You know, I'm just going to speak my mind because that's what I need to do, and that's what we all need to do, and we're going to just speak it. Food for thought. 5G technology comes from Israel. Thanks, Israel. Thank you. I love Israel. My father, my faith tells me I pray for Israel, and that's a part of my family. So, I'm twisted because we know in Israel as well as our own country, we have the tares with the wheat and the goats with the sheep, and the same thing's over in Israel. So, the 5G technology was developed in Israel. So right now, I do also know that we have, what was it, $80 billion was, I guess, taken out part from that $1 trillion package. The $1 trillion package that I suppose when that came out a year ago that Mr. Trump, our president, needed for military and different things. I suppose that $80 billion was in that package. I'm not certain, but I would assume it was. So $80 billion was from our taxpayer dollars. So these little microwave towers can be put all across the country. Every, 500 feet, these micro towers have to be 500 feet everywhere in the country and through the areas. You know, in rural America is where they're going to make sure all across the country have these towers, these Wi-Fi towers. So anyway, doing the research on that, I know that, as I mentioned in one of the other shows, that the Wi-Fi that we are under now, which is the 4G, although they're rolling out 5G now, and 5G is in Sacramento, it rolled out a few weeks ago. So I know that the 4G, as I mentioned, and people need to understand this stuff because this is all right directly in the face of our health. The Wi-Fi we're under now is 4G, which the frequency that's set on is a water molecule disruptor. I know in our great human design that our water molecules, each one of them have an axis, meaning they have to have each perfect balance. The design of our human body is just so crazy when you really get into it and you find out how all the internal organs, everything works. Each water cell has its own axis. It has to be perfect balance. It's interesting how perfectly designed we were created. And when the frequency is coming at us in our home and all around us, where we work and wherever we are, we're being bombarded with frequencies that are disrupting our water molecules. So it's like, you know, look, they need to be in balance so everything works good. Or, you know, look, if we are, what, 75,000 miles of circulatory system in our bodies. The water, 70% we're made of water. Everything needs to be in perfect balance, and it's being jacked. So all this, these frequencies that they're choosing specifically, intentionally, jack us internally. So the 5G, which is now released in Sacramento, where I was raised in, so I have a lot of family and friends in Sacramento, three weeks ago. This frequency that 5G is out on is the frequency that is an oxygen inhibitor. Now, this is really troubling because we know that our body cells internally need oxygen. We know that our bloodstream internally needs oxygen. Everything internally, water system, 70% made of water, our bloodstream, everything needs oxygen. So what they're doing is it decreases the amount of oxygen that we can intake in the layers of our skin. What can I say about this? This 5G technology that we have been so graciously given from Israel, they are not deploying it in their country. They will not deploy it in their country. but they're deploying it like a big old dog in America. We know our children are sitting in classrooms all across this country getting fried and radiated, just getting microwaved. Our children being microwaved. This is such a shame. So right now, I'm telling everybody, go back to Hardwire. Call your phone companies. Call whoever it is that's bringing your Wi-Fi into your home. Tell them you want to go back to Hardwire Ethernet. It's the old Ethernet cords. We all remember. It wasn't too long ago we were on Ethernet cords. So, and I have 7 computers, which in a 3-story house, which means I have to do a lot of wiring. I haven't done it yet. But as soon as I can, I will, and it'll be really soon. But in the meantime, when I'm not using the phone or the Internet, I unplug it. I unplug my Wi-Fi at night, or I unplug it when I don't need the Internet. And it's a shame because I lose my phone now. Now I lose my phone when I unplug the Wi-Fi because my phone is tied into the Internet. What a shame. So I tell people, go back to the Ethernet, go back to Hardwire. And that's really the best thing you can do regarding the Wi-Fi, because you don't want those frequencies. This is the stuff, listen, the 5G Wi-Fi is the human, I call it the human killer. It's the one that's going to make people so sick. Because when you starve people from oxygen, to have them intake it into their body for their organs or everything we need it for, this will bring on flu-like symptoms across this country. And this may be the thing that they say, oh, disease X is here. This is disease X. Everybody's got to get a vaccine. Everybody, you better get your vaccine or you're going to die. So I want to petition our president with a bunch of groups of folks, a bunch of different groups, and just have him take a look at this thing with us real quick. Because as long as we're microwaving our children in school, requiring that they have vaccines that are carrying all sorts of particulates in them that can't guarantee them against getting cancer or destroying their reproductive system. A lot of us know and done the research to see and know what's in these vaccines, the mercury, so on and so forth. Dr. Rima LeBeau would tell you everything about those vaccines. So I'm going to be covering a lot of the stuff that she's covering on regarding the vaccines. I also want to tell people that the 5G, as they continue to roll this out and bring in online another city, another town, another city. Now, Sacramento is the capital city of California, so now they're wired with 5G. And I don't mind telling you as a mother, knowing that my daughter lives in Sacramento, I just barely can tell you what that makes me feel like. I can't even begin to tell you at what level this bothers me, and it should bother us all. So for right now, we're going to get off 5G. But unplug just unplug it from the wall at night. Just unplug it. At least you know when you're sleeping, this stuff isn't affecting either your water cells or your oxygen intake. Just go ahead and unplug it. So, and I would suggest that you guys go ahead and try that salt. Any of you guys are in pain? You're feeling a lot of pain, arthritis, back pain, feet, leg pain. Boy, you need to really try that. The sea salt with the vinegar. Hey, that's so cool. My foot is so much better now just with one application. So, okay, so what else were we going to speak about tonight? I just kind of got Jan's message this morning and said, yeah, I'll do it if you need someone, but wasn't really prepared. So let me see. I made some notes about this evening. Uh, I will mention the foods, right? So I've just found out that they've been loading our food with nanofibers and particulates. They're loading our food with it. So, you know, when they were talking about microchipping everybody, you know, you're going to get the mark of the beast, you're going to microchip people. Well, guess what? They're getting all those nanofibers and stuff. They're putting it in us whether we want to get through our food. So I want to encourage people to stay away from processed foods as much as you can. If you really want to be healthy, this is where they're poisoning the heck out of people, is in the processed foods. And we have to stay to foods that are, making soups again, just going back to eating food that, you know, I would tell people, and I'm going to do it with my girlfriends up here in Paradise, is we're going to identify some farmers up here that are growing their food in a greenhouse, that are purifying their water, that are not using harsh chemicals on the food. So in other words, we need to identify, I think, in each little town we live in, who's growing the good food, you know what I mean, and make friends with them, whether it's eggs, whatever it is that you're eating in your diet, you know, people growing chickens, whatever it is, but, you know, local farmers that are growing, you know, you can get local honey from, stuff like that. I think I'm going to make a list in my town where we can all get nano-free food. Because now, at this point, I look at everything I'm eating. I'm like, how much nanoparticulates is in this thing? You know? How many billions of nanofibers is in this thing? And not to mention these Morgellon worms, man, these things, they're interesting. They almost have a life of their own, and I'm going to do more research on that, because this stuff gets inside us. These worms, they're fibers, guys. These are not worms. They look like hairs, and I'm going to be so happy next time I come on to the segment. I will already be able to say, go look at my video, and you're going to see what happened to me 3 weeks ago and what I was faced with. So the thing is, you're sitting outside on your deck, a little wind kicks up. You know, this stuff gets in our hair. It gets in our clothes. We breathe it. We can breathe the stuff in. It can get in our hair, climb in through our ears, our nose. This stuff is serious, man, because they're fibers, meaning, like, I have a shepherd and a cat, so I have what looks like fibers. You guys know when you have animals, there's hair everywhere. You can vacuum your house every day. Who cares? By the end of the night, there's going to be hair. So since I had that experience with the Morgellons, I'm, like, looking at my house going, is that a Morgellon's fiber? Is that one? Is that one? So these things are trippy, because what happens is they get inside us and they multiply. And then these poor people that break out with the infection or the disease of it, they're breaking out with serious warts and sores because these things are multiplying inside your skin. It's crazy. So that's why I'm saying it's a good idea. Because they're fibers, and they're active, and they move. All you got to do is watch my video. They move. They can move around. You want to put those filters up so they can't come in through the screens of your home, like on a windy day. When it's windy, you open the door. You open the sliding glass door, or you open the bedroom window. All that air is coming. It's so beautiful. Well, guess what else? There's nanofibers, the smart dust, and they're Morgellons. What the heck? I couldn't even believe it. You wouldn't believe these things. The video that I got of them, it was almost like God threw a whole bunch of Morgellons on my deck so I would cover it and make a point of it, make an interest of it, and I have and I will. So at this point, I would just say, stay. Oh, okay. So you can go to. This is terrible. I just hate doing this stuff, but it is what it is. So here's what I want to tell people. What they're doing through the release of these mosquitoes, right? So we got Morgellons, we got the nanofibers, we have smart dust, we have mosquitoes they're releasing. And the mosquitoes are very serious. And I don't mean to be jumping around a lot, but these, it all leans to the vaccines. Because all this stuff that they do, what it does is it makes us sick. When it makes us sick, they say, oh, this is viruses induced by the mosquitoes, or this is viruses induced by this or by that or by this or by that. They just come up with all kinds of reasons why people are sick. But they can't track the origin of it, right? They can't track the origin of it. All they can say is, you know what, oh, it's a problem, and we can't really tell you what it is, but you know what, we have a vaccine for it. It was like, it's kind of funny, I'll have to say this, but cow, C-O-W, what was it? They said they can track one cow. The government can track one cow out of a whole bunch of cows that maybe came from Canada. They can track one cow, but they can't track, they can't track an origin of a virus. Or they can't track an illegal alien coming, you know, they can't track the people who are here illegally. Someone, it was funny, someone said, give all the illegals a cow. If we can track a cow, give all the illegals in the country a cow. Because we're so good at tracking cows, right? So I would say that I would not be taking vaccines. You know, you're elderly, you better get a vaccine because the elderlies are the ones that are at risk of dying, blah, blah, blah. Do what you will at the end of the day. But you can't get me to take a vaccine. So I'm going to get, for me and my family, the do not consent card. So I think as they're unleashing weaponized mosquitoes, as they are sending more Magellans out and the 5G Wi-Fi, which is going to make people deadly sick with flu symptoms, I would say get your do not consent card, and because they're going to be trying to, I think, in the future, forcing more vaccines and making them more mandatory possibly. And if they do that, I really think that the vaccines, it's my opinion, I'm allowed to have one, especially after all the research I did. I'm allowed. And I'm going to take the liberty on that. I would not take a vaccine because I think all these other things, the weaponized mosquitoes, the Morgellons, the chemtrails, the Wi-Fi, all this stuff that makes everybody so sick, that makes people get these flu-like symptoms, it makes them run into the medical place to get the vaccine shots because they think the vaccine shots is the cure-all because of the mainstream media machine tells everybody, you better go get your vaccine shot. NPR, you better go get your vaccine shot. I can believe it. And then so everybody feels they got to go get their vaccine shot to get better. But in fact, you're putting the live viruses that they're telling you they're going to protect you against in your body, along with a whole host of other stuff. So stay away from the vaccines. My opinion, I'm allowed to it. But if you want to get that I do not consent card, you can go to http://tiny, tinyurl.com, and it's called the AVD card, which is the Advanced Vaccine Directive. And I would say, you know, that's really cool. You can go get that so that nobody can force you with this card. Nobody can force you to vaccinate yourself. And I think at this point, I wasn't really too well prepared tonight. I kind of threw this together while my daughter was she was running around the house trying to leave, and I couldn't focus very much. But I would say in the last 5-10 minutes that the best thing you can do is to know the systems. Just know the systems. Just know them. When you know them, then you can sit down and you can draw a plan for yourself and your family so that you can decrease the liability to these weaponized systems that have been unleashed on us. So, again, you know, the B stuff. Guys, I'm going to hit that home to everybody. But yeah, I'm a proponent of the bee stuff, just honey, bee pollen, and the royal bee jelly. And as far as water, you know, you got to have good water. Start making them, you know, bean soup, navy bean soup, you know, all kinds of nice stuff you can make for the winter meals. Be careful. We're not going to be able to eat stuff like we used to, and it's such a shame. But we just can't, man, because if you go to, I'm going to give this to you too. I guess I forgot, but maybe not, because I'm remembering right now. I want you, if you're all concerned about the foods and the nanoparticulates that are in our foods, that are in the grocery stores, and or in organic products, what I would suggest you do is you can go over to a place called centerforfoodsafety.org. So it's https://www.centerforfoodsafety.org. They will give you a list of the foods that do contain nanoparticulates and in organic products as well. When you go there and you look at the food, geez, there's really nothing we can eat anymore. It's like, it's almost, excuse me, I don't know, all the stuff I love to eat is on that list. So I guess I just have to go back to, I need to find, and I think it's real important that we all do it. I mentioned it early. God, we need to find the good, healthy food sources in our town, whatever that is. And maybe we need to network with ourselves, our friends, our family members, coworkers, and when you find good food sources, share the wealth, right? You find somebody who promotes and grows good honey and has good honey or bee products or good healthy eggs or whatever it is that you're finding, share that with your friends and coworkers and NLA people, anybody you can. Because the food is, that's, you know, part of the weaponized system now, I'm finding, is the one of the huge monsters in the room along with the 5G. Along with that 5G technology, the food is just horribly weaponized. So, you know, we'll all do the best we can. In the meantime, stay young. Stay young. Stay young. Stay young. I'm just turned 63. Yippee. And I just never felt any better. I feel like a kid. I know I could go out on the track with them high school girls and probably run around with them for a few minutes, and go swim. I could keep up with them. They might have a hard time keeping up with me, to be honest with you. And the reason why is because I keep it simple: purified water. I take those bee products. I do try to eat good, healthy food. I think we don't need to consume as much food as we consume. We need to look at that as people and say, wait a minute, how much food am I consuming in a day? And even I'm guilty of that. I'm going to sit down and stop consuming so much. I'm a small girl, but, you know, I could stand to lose 10 pounds right now, or 15 maybe. And you know what? I should, and I'm going to. Because we don't need to eat as much food as we do. And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to eat those products that we love so much, like the Hostess cupcakes and, you know, just the cookies and the crackers and all that stuff. We have to find where the good food is. I don't know. I will find it and identify it as closely as I can online to share with people. Can go get stuff online. But I'm thinking it's locally. And it'll be in the farmers that are growing greenhouse growing their food. If you're looking for good food, you got to find the greenhouse growing farmers. Those guys know. They know what's coming down from the sky. We do have farmers in this country who take their food growing real serious. It's a very serious thing to them, and they're very prideful about it. So I know that probably in any little county or city, you can find some kind of great good food source. You just got to do the work, the footwork. In the meantime, just remember that we're going to all do a lot better when we stay really happy, right? So who cares? So this stuff is against us. Things are weaponized. The country right now is in a bit of a civil war, you know what I mean? And a lot of people don't understand that, but it is. And so right now, a lot of folks within LA, we understand that we are in our country going through a civil war right now. We have been for a while. But as our country is being torn, ripped, by different sources, we just have to stay focused, guys. Just stay focused on what it is that we know is going to be the stuff that we know we can be victorious in, right? Not to try to take too big of a chunk out. Let's focus on what we know we can accomplish and achieve, and then be focused for that. And staying happy, staying joyful. Just wake up every day. Just all you got to do is wake up every day and be so thankful that you have that day. And just, even if you're in pain, it's painful, you know what? Just, we can't sweat the small stuff. We just can't. So my back was sore the other day. I've never had back pain in years and years, any kind of pain. And it must be the kind of work I've been doing lately. And it made my back a little sore. But so what? We just have to be tough. And we have to be like teenagers again. We just have to. Remember how a teenager is? They're invincible. Teenagers are invincible. And when I was coaching the CEOs during the Great Recession, that was one of the main things I hit home to them, is just remember who you were when you opened that company, when you was in your early 20s, or when you was a teenager, when you were the best wherever you were in your life, when you were the best. When you felt your strongest and the best, go back to that person and be him or her again. Because it's all mental. This brain, remember, we operate from a heart. So when we're dealing with stuff, we just got to pull into our heart for a moment and sit down and relax and think about that situation that's got us. And we have to confer with our heart, and we'll come up with the right decision. It doesn't have to be right now. People need to relax and take time with things. And just let your brain also be your best friend. Just let it be your best friend. And you're the one in control of your brain. You are. You. You're the one that pulls those levers on how you're going to think, feel, and act, and what you're going to do. So make sure it's all good and love, and you're going to do so much better. Because even sometimes when I want to say to myself, what am I doing? I must be nuts. Here I am doing all this stuff, you know, and look at what we're faced up against. But it's like, hey, but it also on another level makes me feel very alive. And I'll leave it at that. Like really alive. Dan, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm finished.
Okay. When you were talking about maybe we're eating too much and giving us the lecture there.
Oh,
I
lecture.
Kept...
I was included. I included myself, remember?
Yeah. I got to wondering if you'd come over and talk to my dog. She seems to think she ought to eat, you know, on the minute,
the
twice a day. And you don't want to cut back her food or she gets upset. So.
What kind of a dog is she, Jan?
She's a Weimaraner. She's a large dog.
Oh,
about
wow.
75 pounder. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She likes your food. Yep.
Well, just keep her bowl full.
Yep. Well, if you do that, then she'll start putting on weight.
Yeah.
It's a trade, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and the other thing, can I say something real quick, folks?
Sure.
We have to remember that our animals, you know, for me, you know, ever since I, you know, 4.5 years ago when I really took notice to the sky and what was coming down, boy, I'll tell you what, I got, you know, my little Italian hair on the back of my neck stood straight up. It touched the sky, I'll tell you. So I instantly started bringing the animals in. I don't let my animals out. And if I do put them out for a little bit to run around the yard, go hang out in the yard, when they come in and they're mostly in, I don't want them out because they're being affected by all these stuff that's coming down on them, the fibers, everything. I never leave their water out. I never leave their water outside. You just, you know, take care of our pets too, right? We have to be mindful of
right.
them.
Yep.
We really do, because I know my pets, most of us who have animals, you know, on... Even, I don't know, we love our animals something fierce, do we not?
Yes, we do.
So we have to keep them in mind. And remember that these frequencies and the frequencies and the ear ringing, you know, the ringing that goes on in the ear from the microwaves, the radio waves, and all the frequencies, it's going in 10 times harder and louder into our pets because they're more sensitive to that stuff. They hear things we don't hear because their hearing is so much better than ours, right? So again, that's why I'm saying to be healthy, we all need to go take the Wi-Fi out of the house. I'm going to write a song. I'm going to write a song, and I'm going to call it Take the Wi-Fi Out of Your House. And it's going to be a rock and roll fun song. It's going to be one of them funny songs. People are going to laugh. But
yep.
We do, because the Wi-Fi is one of the biggest killers for us right now because of the 5G kids. I'm not kidding, man. This oxygen, deprivation of oxygen going into our skin, so it can't come into our bloodstream, our water system, our circulatory system, everything. This is the stuff that's going to get people with them deadly flu-like symptoms, and it's going to throw, and then you're going to see on the news, you know, go get your flu shot. This is the deadly disease X, blah, blah, blah. We'll see how they're going to play it out, but this is how I see they may play it out. But in the meantime, when you're at home, you again, when you know the systems, then you can cut it off, cut the cord. Like the one lady said, I loved it, she would cut the cord, you got to cut the cord. I think that's what she said. So that's how we cut the cord. Is
yep.
So we go back to hardwire. So these weapons that they have delivered for us that are going to harm us, kill us, sicken us, weaken us, and kill us, ultimately they will kill us when you're being starved of oxygen and like this. And along with all these other systems, with the Mergellans, the Nano, the Smart Dust, all this other stuff, the food, everything, it is a human killer. So what I'm saying is, so you can be sneaky. You're just going to say, fine, I know what your game is. And then you just cut them right off at the pass. Boom, boom, boom. I like it. I like knowing the enemy, and I like knowing where he's at. I like seeing him far off, and I can identify him, and I watch him as he's sneaking up to me. I always like watching the enemy sneak up to me. This is always fun for me. And I watch him as he sneaks up, and as he's sneaking up, I'm preparing for him. He never gets up to me, but I meet him real quick and fast. Throws him right off. And he never is victorious. I'm always victorious. I will always be victorious because my antennas are up big. And there's nothing that the Father, the creator of the heavens and the earth, don't show me as he needs me to see it quick. And I'm seeing things in the last 4 years in record pace. And I thank him for everything he shows me. It allows me to bring it to the people on the earth, how beautiful these things are, to know this stuff. So I would say in our home is where things are weaponized the most, right? So, again, we can do things to decrease, to eliminate the casualty, the damage. So, I love you all. I want to say I love you all. God bless everybody. Keep us healthy.
Well, thanks so much for coming on tonight. It was very informative and interesting. And
thank
we've got
you.
2 minutes till the start of our next one, so I'm going to have to stop
thank
the
you.
Recording. Yep, thank you
okay.
so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Jan, I may give you a call tomorrow. I wish everybody a really great evening, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow, Jan. I want to talk to you about something. Thank you again for the invite.
Okay, thank you.